on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cath. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Week 4 of Catamount Insider. It's Thursday, October 24th, 2019, and we've got a few very special guests this week on Catamount Insider. We're doing it from Gutterson Fieldhouse. We want to remind you that Catamount Insider is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. And we're going to kick things off with two legendary UVM men's basketball players. TJ Sorrentin and Taylor Coppenrath will be on campus on Saturday for their jersey retirement at Patrick Gym. We've got an exclusive interview with each of them in this episode. After Sorrentin and Coppenrath, head coach of the cross-country team, Matt Belfield, will join us, and then Coach Sneddon from the men's hockey team. If you have any comments, questions, or people you think we should interview, you can tweet at UVM Athletics with the hashtag Catamount Insider, and we'll check out your tweets each week. Let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Buckins for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
As always, we'll get things started with a look across UVM athletics from this week. Women's hockey began the weekend at the Gut with a 3-3 tie against UNH, and then battled with a top 10 team in the country on Saturday and fell 3-2 to Boston College. Out on the pitch, Vermont men's soccer battled with Hartford and dominated end-to-end with a 3-0 win. The Cats have now allowed just one goal in their last four games and are still in contention to win the conference with a 3-1 America East record and three conference games to go. Cross Country hosted the Fall Foliage Invitational on a gorgeous Saturday in St. Albans. The women's team earned their second win of the season with a personal best from Phoebe Koski in the 5K to finish first overall. Beth Hartog and Jenny O'Neill won their events for swimming and diving at UMass with a handful of second place finishes mixed in there as well. Men's hockey took a road trip to the North Country where they took one of two games from their ECAC foes. Saturday's game was a 35-save shutout for senior goalie Stefanos Lekas, earning him Hockey East Defensive Player of the Week. Field hockey created a late-game tie with the America East powerhouse Maine Black Bears, but ultimately came down 2-1. Women's soccer celebrated Senior Day to honor Brooke Jenkins and Christina Berry in their second-to-last game at Virtue Field. Your last chance to catch them is next Thursday on Halloween against UAlbany when women's soccer plays their final home game of the season. All that and more coming up on Catamount Insider as we start off with TJ Sorrentin, who hit that one shot from the parking lot way back when. Catamount Insider is always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. You're listening to Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
You want to be confident that your investments are working for you. Wouldn't it be nice to get guidance to help make that happen? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here in Morgan Stanley's Colchester office, and I can help you create a wealth plan and help manage your investments, even help you work towards a comfortable retirement. Give me a call to start your financial plan at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
When it comes to floors, windows, and doors, you want the best in high-quality service and selection. You could roll the dice with one of the big box stores, but why leave anything to chance? The professionals at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring have sold and installed miles of flooring and thousands of doors and windows in Vermont homes and businesses. Count on Able for expert advice, free estimates, and top-notch service from technicians who care. That's Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Poor Flemmy. Everywhere he goes, he just wants to be friends. Unfortunately, he's the flu monster. And that means flu germs everywhere. And that's scary and gross. Good thing Kinney Drugs pharmacists are ready with this year's flu shot.
Ah!
Kinney now has needle-free flu shots.
Yay!
Awesome. The flu monster is everywhere. Better get your flu shot at Kinney Drugs. No appointment needed. Most insurance accepted for ages 2 and up in New York, 18 and up in Vermont. KinneyDrugs.com.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, ID9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. Catamount Insider is always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. Located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Now pleased to be joined by a UVM alum from the class of 2005 and a 2015 UVM Hall of Fame inductee, TJ Sorrentin, a guy that everybody knows really well, who will have his number sent to the rafters in Patrick Gymnasium on Saturday. So TJ, thanks for taking some time to come with us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Always good to talk about the past and relive those great memories in my life. So I appreciate you having me on. This is awesome.
So I don't know, you know, which of these questions you get asked all the time from UVM people. So I'm going to start at the very beginning. When you were playing high school basketball and looking to play at college, what made you want to come to the University of Vermont?
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, it was playing time. You know, Coach Brennan, at the time Coach Eagle, they promised me and told me I was going to come in and play right away. They would give me the ball. How they recruited was they recruited one point guard every 4 years. And it just so happened that my year was the year guy David Roach was going into a senior year, and I was the guy that they wanted. And they showed me the history from Kenny White to Eddie Benton to Dave Roach. And then I was the next guy up. So, I mean, it was just too hard to pass up, just being able to play and be given the ball as a freshman. You know, I'm an 18-year-old kid, and I got a Division I college coach telling me he's going to give me the ball as a freshman. And for me, I love to play. All I wanted to do was play. And to be honest, that was the biggest, selling point that they could have given me. And that's, obviously there's a lot of other factors. I liked Vermont when I went and visited. I loved the coaching staff, and, you know, the players were great. But ultimately I was a baller, and I wanted to play. So that was the best opportunity for me to do that.
And what was your first season like under Coach Brennan? Was it everything you imagined college basketball would be?
You know what? It was a hard first season. I mean, individually, I had a lot of success. I was rookie of the year in the conference. But as a team, we really struggled. We were the 8 seed in the conference. We actually had to play in the 8-9 game in the conference tournament just to play. Hofstra was the number 1 seed. So we were at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, we were not very good. I mean, I thought we had some talent, but we just didn't click as a unit. And it wasn't a great year for me personally. I came from a winning environment in high school. We had won 2 straight state championships, and I expected to come to UVM and win right away. And that was not the case. I think we won 9 games that year. So, you know, for us to turn it around the way we did is just a credit to our coaching staff and our players, because my first year was not a successful year for the program. So we did come a long way.
So you guys then, you know, as you said, really, really turn it around. And when you were injured for that 2002-03 season, what was battling back from that like, knowing, you know, how high expectations could have been in that season and then knowing what they could be when you came in as a senior the following year?
Yeah, my sophomore year, we won the league, and you know, but we didn't. We unfortunately got upset in the tournament, and then, you know, I was player of the year in the league in the conference, and then going into my junior year, I break my wrists, and that was kind of devastating. I think we all had high expectations coming into the year. We actually started out the year struggling. Obviously, I wasn't, you know, like I said, they recruited 1 point guard every 4 years, so it was an adjustment. We had David Hain stepped up and played point guard. Andre Anderson stepped up and played some point. Grant Anderson, he was a senior. He stepped up and played some point. You know, it was kind of point guard by committee, so it took us some time to kind of get a rhythm and a flow with that group, with me being out, and see them the way they came together. And I was just there for support. You know, I was just trying to support them and help those guys. I was just trying to be another coach on the team for that year. And they came together, boy. Those kids, you know, Dave Hain hit that game winner against Boston University, send us to the tournament, and so many guys stepped up. Matt Sheff, that comes to mind, he had a huge game in the championship, and, you know, him being a Vermonter, that was huge for him and his family and the state of Vermont. So just that, I mean, that people often forget, that's the first time Vermont has ever been to the tournament. And since, you know, I was on the team, but I wasn't a part of it. And, you know, but it was awesome for me to watch and see that team grow and develop. And then for my last 2 years playing, it was you know, the sky's the limit after that. If we did it without me, you know, I was thinking, you know, what are we going to do with me? You know, we can do great things. And fortunately we did.
We're here with TJ Sorrentine, UVM Hall of Famer from men's basketball. And you're saying it gets overlooked a lot because obviously that 2004-05 season was incredibly special. Now, people remember the win in the tournament, but what do you remember about that regular season, or whether off-season, regular season, leading up to, you know, that great moment at March Madness?
Yeah, I mean, that off-season after my junior year, going into my senior year, was the best off-season I ever had. I was, you know, so motivated, and you know, we had lost to UConn in the tournament, and they had won the national championship, and I knew we had a big time schedule. We had Kansas the first game of the year. We played North Carolina, who was the eventual national champion, right before Christmas. So we had a big time schedule. So just the summer and that motivation, and into the fall, and our team was so excited and fired up. We had, you know, ESPN, the magazine, a big you know, cover shoot for that. We had ESPN, the show. We had so many things going on, and it just gave us so much energy. And, you know, we were not going to be denied, and we were so close as a team on and off the court. I think that was a huge part of our success, just how close we were off the court, just, you know, hanging out together and being together and having experiences together. It was a special year for so many reasons, not just because we had so much success on the court, and we beat Syracuse and all that stuff. It was just a fun time to be around, a fun group, a fun staff to play for. That's what made it so special. Just the fans were awesome. Like we were rocking and rolling, man. It was a fun time.
All right, I'll ask you about one of your teammates, Taylor Cobbenrath, in a minute. But before I get to that, I have to ask about the shot at the DCU Center that came from the parking lot. Is that a highlight, a life moment that has stuck with you forever? And also, do you ever go back and watch the video?
You know what? I don't go back willingly to watch the video. First off, but, you know, people will show me the video, or I'll you know, they say, "Yeah, I can't believe this." They'll pull it up, and I am, you know, forced to watch it. And you know, it's been a while now. It's funny, like the kids I recruit, it's more so their parents showing their kids, like, "Hey, you know what he did, and this and that." We're at the dinner table or whatever it may be. So that's always fun. But I'm not willingly going back and putting it on repeat and watching the shot. You know, it was obviously a great moment. I'm actually, in my speech on the court, I'm going to give the real story about the shot.
Okay, a little preview. I like that tease. That's a broadcast thing. You're teasing it.
Yeah, definitely. And how it unfolded. So stay tuned. I will give the real story to how that shot unfolded. There's been things talked about, but it hasn't all, the truth hasn't all come out. So it will come out on Saturday night. And I just want to, you know, give you a little teaser there. But, yeah, it was a great – I mean, obviously it's one of those moments that sticks with me because it is me. I'm not TJ Sorrentine. I'm not Coach TJ. I'm TJ from the parking lot, you know, forever. So that's kind of how I'm you know, I'm phrased. You know, any deep shot, it's that was any parking lot reference, I kind of, my name kind of gets thrown in the mix. So it's fun. It's awesome. I love it. And it's always good to relive those memories, for sure.
So you'll be going up into the rafters with Taylor Coppenrath. Could you tell us a little bit about him? What's he like? And maybe just a fun story about your relationship as your partner in crime for a couple years here.
Yeah, man, he's unique, you know, and I think we were both unique individuals at that time. You know, we both were very different, but we had a cohesiveness and a love for each other off the court that you know, really enabled us to have success. When your two best players can't work cohesively and just truly don't have a love for each other, it's really hard to be successful. I think we've seen that in sports a ton. And I think our case was the classic case of two different guys from different parts of the world coming together and really, really finding each other and really being meant to be together. You know, it was really special to experience my college career, and it's special to go in the Hall of Fame with him. It's special to go into the rafters with him. You know, I truly don't know what my college career would have been without him.
Last question for you here, TJ. I know that you're going to give a speech, and you'll probably get deep into this question, but I'll just get a little teaser for this as well. You've had the NCAA tournament win. You've had the Hall of Fame induction. You've had all that stuff. But now you're coming here and your number is going to be retired in Patrick Gymnasium. What does that mean to you, and what are you most excited about for this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been thinking about it a lot and, like, just thinking back to my experience. And every time I came into the gym, you know, you saw those numbers up on the wall in Patrick Gym. And to me, it just signified greatness, you know, I'm such a basketball historian, and just hearing the stories of Eddie Benton and Kevin Roberson, you know, Sherry Turnbull and all the greats from Vermont. But having the ability to walk in the gym every day and see those numbers up there and just have something to remind you of what greatness is. And you know, that was always special to me. And I always tried to be great every day. I tried to be great every game. You know, just for my number to be up there, I think it's going to be really special. To, you know, not just for me and my family, but also for the players on the team now, the next generation that come in, and I hope I can be a great example. Just when they look up and see 11, you know, it reminds them to want to be great every day, and that's kind of what it means to me and how special it is to me.
All right, well, thanks so much for your time. We're excited to have you out here, and I'm excited to hear the rest of that story about the shot from the parking lot. So thanks for the time.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. So tune in, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
That's TJ Sorrentine, UVM Class of 05 Hall of Famer, who will have his jersey retired this weekend. Coming up next, we'll hear from his partner in crime, Taylor Coppenrath. That's on Catamount Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
Tough, powerful, versatile. It's a cat. Equipment you want, features you need, support you can trust. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time,
Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Morgan Stanley knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each and every client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. Morgan Stanley's financial advisors can create personal investment strategies to help meet your financial needs. For more information, call the Morgan Stanley Colchester office at 658-2424. That's 658-2424. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
When it comes to any flooring project, Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring has you covered with quality products including ProGen Luxury Vinyl Tile from Tarkett. ProGen is fully warranted and 100% waterproof. It won't warp with exposure to cold or sunlight, so it's perfect for three-season sunrooms, camps, and basements. We offer professional installation services, and customer satisfaction is our number one priority. Talk with the experts at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Natural casings, of course, is our big seller, and we have, in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee, and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee or tea or lunch or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. Catamount Insider is always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. And we just heard from TJ Sorrentine, and we are now joined by his partner in crime and a fellow University of Vermont Hall of Famer in Taylor Coppenrath. Taylor, thanks so much for taking some time for us. I know you're busy with a lot of life going on right now.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's always great to talk, and especially about our time at UVM. So
let's start back from the beginning. You're a Vermonter and you grew up here. Was UVM always your dream school? Did you know you wanted to be a Catamount from your days of playing youth basketball?
Actually, not really. Kind of funny. Growing up in Barnett, I knew that they had a school, but I didn't really follow too much of the local or Vermont sports. And then we used to watch the NCAA tournament, my dad and I and my brothers, and I just remember you know, sitting there and being like, wow, that'd be so cool to be one of these small schools that, you know, upset these big schools. And then sure enough, you know, you fast forward and there we are. So they weren't really on my radar. And a player from St. Johnsbury, 3 years older than me, committed to UVM as Tony Osieri, who was a big time player for UVM and a great shooter and athlete. So I started to notice a little bit more, or they started to, you know, I started to pique their interest a little bit later on, my junior and senior year.
And once you got here, what do you remember about your freshman or sophomore year, just kind of first impressions of UVM?
I really loved, you know, the setup, the school. I loved the coaches, the players. You know, I met TJ for the first time, and he's got these baggy clothes and, you know, sideways hat, and, you know, what's up, dog? And I'm like, how are you? You know, like, so we're definitely from, you know, a little bit different backgrounds of country versus, you know, the urban style. So, you know, the campus, you know, was wonderful. I know it was close to my parents and my family, so that was a big decision in going there. And just feeling like, you know, I was far enough away from home, but close enough in case I needed to, you know, reach out. So
I never even thought about this, and I'm sure a lot of people haven't either, that you and TJ weren't always partners in crime. You weren't always best friends right off the start. What was it like to get to know each other and then become the duo that you were?
So my first year, you know, I redshirted, so we just spent a lot of time, you know, on the court practicing. I didn't play in any games, so he was probably a little skeptical, you know, because he had such a tremendous first year, you know, being rookie of the year and trying to follow kind of in those footsteps. So, you know, fast forward to sophomore year and my first year playing, we actually decided to room together because, you know, we'd have the same schedule. We'd be at practices together. We, you know, pretty much our whole lives, you know, revolved around each other. And it got off to a little rocky start because he was the kind of guy that's, you know, you have to demonstrate, I'm the rookie of the year, you're coming in, you haven't even played in the game. You know, I've only seen you in practice, so time to show me what you got. And so he did a little bit of, you know, poking and prodding outside of practice, like, why did you make that? Or, you know, you got to get tougher, or, you know, just typical TJ stuff as once I got to know him. And, you know, I was pretty patient and not letting things bother us. But we did have one time where it was just like he was bothering me and we figured it out, I guess you could say. Once we started playing and you know, we were very successful that first year. You know, I ended up getting Rookie of the Year. He got Player of the Year, and we had Trevor Gaines, who was first team, and Coach Brennan was Coach of the Year. You know, so once he started seeing that we were causing chaos for other teams, you know, he kind of backed off a little bit because, you know, once you can prove yourself, then in his eyes, then he'll be, you know, your guy. You know, you could ask him to do anything, and he'd do that for you. So you just have to kind of earn it a little bit, you know, like he did the first year. So
we're here with Taylor Koppenrath on Catamount Insider talking all UVM memories and the fact that his jersey will go up in the rafters on Saturday alongside TJ Sorrentine. So what most Vermonters remember about the two of you and about that team and Coach Brennan was that 04-05 season and making it to the tournament for the second straight year and winning that Syracuse game. What do you remember most about that season overall, let alone taking it all the way to the NCAA tournament?
Well, every year we used to open up our schedule with some pretty difficult teams and mostly on the road. So every year we usually started off about 0-4 or 0-3 or 1-4. You know, we had a losing start pretty much every season, but the difference was that year was, you know, we had gone 2 years prior, and the expectation was not only to win the championship, get to the NCAA tournament, but, you know, our sights were set on trying to pull off a, a win. And just the mentality and the focus that all the guys had on the team. And, you know, what I like to say is that we were successful because, you know, everybody stepped up at different times during the season. You know, it was, you know, primarily TJ and myself, but we wouldn't have just won games based on the two of us. You know, it was, you had Dave and Jermaine and Martin, and then even on the bench, you know, pretty much all of those guys contributed at some point in time to give us those wins. So, you know, I mean, Jermaine had the biggest game of his life on the biggest stage, and if he doesn't do that, then, you know, it might not have been the same story with TJ hitting a shot from the parking lot, so to speak. So
parking lot indeed. So you kind of look at, you know, expectations, and I don't know if you're going to get a chance to talk to this year's team when you come to campus, but the expectations for this year are sky high as well, and they just received votes in the AP poll. What would your advice be to this year's team as far as managing those expectations and controlling the hype and turning that into a long season of winning?
I think what helped us was we had the confidence that we were going to win, but we weren't overly cocky. And, you know, I think we just kept it simple. We maintained the offensive pressure by getting good shots. And if they weren't falling, we needed to pick up the defense. And that's what we did. And we just kind of maintained that no matter what happened throughout the game, we were just pretty solid the entire time. You know, if we're having an off game offensively, we knew that we had to tighten up defensively and stay in a game so that when we did start to feel like we could put some offense together, we did. And so I think the advice is just to, you know, be confident but not, you know, cocky and just take care of business, you know. I mean, I feel like there were a couple times throughout the last few seasons where we get championship games at home and felt like there was a lot of pressure and intensity, but it's just got to be like any other game, you know. No regrets, you know. You're going out there and you're going to put them away. That's it.
So now that you're coming here to campus and you're having your jersey retired, and I asked TJ the same question. You had the Hall of Fame. You had the big win against Syracuse that everyone remembers. You're in all the videos and all that, but what's it going to mean to you to come here and see your jersey be lifted up into the rafters at Patrick?
Quite a lot. I mean, there's a lot of different things that I think about is, you know, all those guys that have worn 22 and had fought and battled through years and years, you know, and there have been tremendous players. You know, Matt Johnson, incredible shooter and a Vermont guy, wore 22, and you know, and then I see the ones that are already up there, and you know, it'll be a great privilege to join both those men and women that have already had their numbers retired, and we're going up with our teammate who you know, was taken early in his life, and so that's going to be a special spot for both of us. And, you know, on the Vermont side, you know, being born and raised and then representing the university of your state is just huge. I mean, you know, talk about a big family.
This is Taylor Kopenrath. Taylor, thanks so much for the time, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Huge, huge thanks to both TJ and Taylor for coming on the show this week. And don't forget, there's an opportunity to witness history when Kopenrath and Sorrentine jerseys go up into the rafters at Patrick Gymnasium on Saturday. That game at 7 o'clock. And if you can't make it to the game, you can listen 101.3 The Game. Jake Marsh is back in Burlington. He'll be back on the call all season long for Vermont Men's Hoops. Thanks to them. And coming up, we'll have an interview with cross-country coach Matt Belfield and Kevin Seddon from Vermont Men's Hockey. Don't forget that Catamount Insider is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. It's Catamount Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
And now a message from Steve Gentile.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, and I can help. I will work with you to create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments through all the changes. So give me a call at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Did you know that there's more than $94 million in unclaimed financial property in Vermont and that the Vermont State Treasurer's Office receives millions in new property each year? Some of it could be yours. There's no charge or commission to claim your money. So even if you've checked before, check again.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Beth Pierce. Search for your name online at missingmoney.vermont.gov or give my office a call at 1-800-642-3191. It's your money. Claim it.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Banana peppers, scallions, parmesan, marinara with a balsamic reduction. That's how we serve our calamari. I'm the general manager, Dan Fallon. If you haven't tried our calamari yet, you'll be pleasantly surprised. The Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant.
Hi, this is Matt.
And John Erickson
from Vermont Paint Company.
As your local family-owned Benjamin Moore dealer, we are proud to partner with UVM Athletics.
On staff, we have a UVM alum, a UVM junior, and parents of current UVM students. So when you purchase Benjamin Moore from Vermont Paint, you really are supporting local families.
Serving Catamount Country for more than 79 years, Vermont Paint is conveniently located in Williston and Burlington and online at vtpaint.com. Go Cats, go!
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Have you been thinking about electric car charging stations for your place of business? Cummings Electric can show you how to get up to 80% off the total cost of purchasing and installing an electric car charging station with a grant from the state of Vermont. Cummings Electric is your local authorized charge point dealer in Vermont. And now is the time to give Glenn a call and learn more about grant money currently available. Call Cummings Electric today at 802-658-1292 to learn more.
Welcome back to episode 4 of Catamount Insider. Catamount Insider is always presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. It's located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Now joined by the head coach of what is right now the cross-country team in their fall season, Matt Belfield. And coach, thanks so much for taking some time for us.
It's my pleasure.
So let's kind of just start with an overview. Let's go program-wide. Over the last couple years and coming into this year, where do you feel the cross-country program's at right now?
Well, we should separate it out into genders, I suppose. the men's team has really grown significantly in the last several years. We were able to build when we had our athletic scholarships and really attract some high-level athletes once we started establishing some consistency and success with the young men we had 10, 12 years ago. So it's made our program attractive to young men from throughout New England and the Northeast. So that consistency and depth has provided us with an opportunity to really see the program grow. Despite the loss of the scholarships, we're still attracting a lot of quality young men who see our program as being successful. So, we're going to try to keep that going with people that can, make it work coming here to UVM and want to be part of a program that's still on the rise.
And as far as the women's side?
The same things hold true in terms of the challenge of, attracting people that, can make it work here financially. We're not quite as deep as the men, but we've certainly got a lot of talent. The conference has been down a little bit in terms of depth the last couple of years, so we've been able to take advantage of moving up without having quite the firepower of getting the real low numbers of front runners. But again, we've got several really really strong performers going right now, and they're ready to run fast in a couple of weeks for sure.
We're here with Matt Belfield, head coach of the men's and women's cross country team here at UVM, and I know you've had a handful of really outstanding individual performances this year. What stands out to you so far on the men's side as far as a moment throughout the season that you've really enjoyed?
Well, I mean, moments, I guess, come in the form of 8,000 meters worth of running, generally speaking. But the Paul Short race was really good for many of our men. We raced well as a team there amongst some of the best teams in the country and people coming from, all the regions. John Benner ran the fastest time in program history by a lot. The course ran fast that day, but dude, he was truly phenomenal. So in 120 years of UVM cross country, that was the best performance. So I think we can hang our hat on that as far as
that's an easy answer.
And again, the team has been running very well overall. We didn't run particularly well this past Saturday, with a couple guys a little flat, and they can't be up and sharp every time. So if that helps us refocus for America East, then maybe it'll be a blessing in disguise.
So on the women's side, you lost one of the greatest runners in program history in Lauren Trumbull a year ago. What have you seen from this year's women's team as far as standouts go?
Well, we had some really good leadership to start the season. We've experienced a couple injuries that have kept that from being leadership on the course to just leadership and support. Autumn Albrecht just not able to race with us right now, but she's one of the best runners we've had in the last several years as well. But it has provided an opportunity for young people to just find their place and just keep doing what they're doing. We had a lot of people come in August and they were ready to run with the training they'd done, and they've taken responsibility for seeing our success happen. So yeah, a lot of sophomores in there. We've got a couple seniors that have become more consistent. Phoebe Koski ran great to win the race last week. Sonny Nagpal's on the rise as a senior. And then, again, it's a big group of sophomores along with returning all-conference runner Anne-Marie Martel.
We're here with head coach of the cross-country team, Matt Belfield, here. And, Coach, 2 weeks, you got the America East Championship. And last year we talked about peaking at the right time. How are you preparing for that? And what's that looking like overall as far as scouting and what the rest of the conference is going to look like next Saturday?
Well, I don't think there's too many secrets out there in terms of what the conference has. Occasionally teams will have somebody that hasn't raced throughout the year, and then they'll race in the postseason, the conference meet and the regional meet. But if that doesn't happen, I get a pretty good idea what it's going to take. Starting on the women's side in this case, New Hampshire's very good, and Stony Brook is getting better every week. So those are two teams that certainly have my eye on. Albany's front runner, Hannah Reinhart, who won last year, is running great again. So there's a couple other really good individuals out there. It's going to be an interesting team race. We have to really put a lot of low numbers in there because there's not going to get mixed up too much by some of the other teams in the conference beyond those three. I mean, you know, Binghamton, Lowell, and and you know, Albany have the low numbers, and that's that's about it. So, on the men's side, Stony Brook is getting votes in the national poll and one of the best teams in the country. Lowell's is still getting you know, a lot of attention for being really deep. They're ranked high regionally. So those two teams are going to be tough to beat. New Hampshire clipped us last week when we didn't run particularly well. So that's, you know, if we can run really well, you know, third is certainly a possibility. And, you know, if Lowell were a little bit off and we ran great, you never know. But Binghamton's still got a chance to be good. There's a couple other teams, that, again, that have really good runners up front. So it gets mixed in pretty good.
And now kind of switching away from the season and the championships and all that, more just about you as a coach. Why do you love what you do? Why do you love to coach? And why do you love to coach these sports of track and field and cross country?
Well, the opportunity to work with a, you know, kind of a new group of people every year keeps it fresh. So, you know, there's not the same day, the same season, the same year. So that's exciting as a person and as a professional to know that there's a new challenge coming every year. You know, my background is in a lot of different sports as a participant, both, you know, ball sports and you know, the running sports. I was a high school quarterback and played some, you know, basketball at the high school level, played some football in college. You know, getting into coaching track and field often comes with coaching cross country, and my participation as a seventh grader in cross country wasn't much when I got into coaching at, you know, the collegiate level for cross country in 92 as part of my responsibilities as a grad assistant. So it's 27 years coaching cross country and 30 years overall of coaching. And, you know, it's really fun to work with a variety of different athletes. So you have your throwers, your jumpers, your hurdlers, your sprinters, and your long distance runners. And we're bringing together a vast array of different types of athletes. And it makes it interesting. There's 120 athletes in our program, and there's always something good going on. But it's you know, it's an honor to work with people that are really motivated to be successful, and we certainly have that here.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time. It was fun.
Thanks, Michael.
Catamount Insider comes back after this. It's brought to you by Milton Cat. You're listening to Catamount Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here at Morgan Stanley's Colchester office. I'll work with you to create a wealth plan and manage your investments through all of the changes. To get started, give me a call at 652-6007 and start planning your future today. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Did you see that? The price on the pump just rolled back 6 cents.
Of course it did. I used my Irving Rewards card. Now I pay and save 6 cents on every gallon, all in one swipe because I linked my card to Irving Debit Pay.
One card and one swipe? That's easy.
And it's on top of the other ways I can earn rewards, like at the pump, in the store, and at home with Irving Energy. The savings really add up.
It's easy to save with Irving Rewards. To learn more, visit theirving.com/rewards. Terms and conditions apply. Participating locations only.
Guild Tavern, Williston Road, South Burlington. The Farmhouse Group's Tavern and Steakhouse featuring wood-grilled burgers, Vermont steaks, seafood, and more. Recipient of the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence and offering Vermont beers and signature craft cocktails. Join us at the bar for dinner and drinks before the game. Serving dinner nightly, located just minutes from UVM athletic facilities. Find out more at guildtavern.com.
natural casings, of course, is our big seller. And then we have, in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Brickliners Custom Masonry and Chimney Services knows that safety comes first. But striving to offer professional service, taking better care of their customers, and going above and beyond the call of duty with every job comes in at a close second. Call Brickliners Custom Masonry and Chimney Services, 872-0123. That's 872-0123. Brickliners, the ones to trust when safety is a must. Call 872-0123.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee, and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee or tea or lunch or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the final segment of Catamount Insider. Catamount Insider is always presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Now joined by the head coach of the men's hockey team, as we are every week, Kevin Seddon. Coach, thanks for coming on again.
Hey, great to be here. Mike, you look fantastic today, by the way.
Hey, thank you. It's
sharp
a face for radio.
Dress,
mom's been telling me for years. So let's go with the big news that came out now yesterday on Wednesday. Made an announcement to the team and the media as well. I'll let you say it here on Catamount Insider.
Yeah, it was just a special moment. Tom Beretta, who transferred to the University of Vermont this summer, was kind of touch and go whether or not he'd be eligible for the upcoming season or this season. And we got the great news today. Joe Gervais, our sports supervisor, was able to come down to practice and share that news with us. And I was able to turn to the team and look Tom in the eye and say, you're eligible. And the team went absolutely crazy. So it was a special moment. And he was pretty stressed out about it, and now he's just he had perma smile for the remainder of practice.
What's that process like generally? I mean, maybe not every intricacy of it, but just kind of a quick overview from the time that he committed here to now he's been cleared today.
Yeah, you apply essentially to be reinstated and eligible right away. I mean, the transfer rule in college hockey is you sit out a year, an academic year, and unless there are some circumstances in which case you file paperwork to try to be considered eligible right away. And it was denied at first, and then went to an appeal, and we won the appeal for him. So great work by Joe Gervais and Jeff Shulman, who were both a big part of that. And certainly Michigan Tech, the school that he came from, was very, very helpful. So I want to make sure that we thank them and really commend them for all the work that they put into it as well. It was in the best interest of the student-athlete all the way along, but sometimes it takes a while to get to that point. So I'm thrilled for Tom and his family.
We're here with Coach Seddon ahead of week two of the regular season and the home opener on Friday. What does last weekend teach you, taking a split against Clarkson and St. Lawrence?
Well, I thought we learned to play against two heavy teams, two teams that pressured us a lot, two very physical teams. I thought we handled it extremely well, far better against Clarkson than we did last year when we lost here at Gutterson. I just thought that they handled us pretty good from a physical standpoint. I thought we were the better team for a large portion of the game on Friday. Unfortunately, the third period got away from us at the 10-minute mark, a controversial goal that should not have counted. But our response wasn't great after that. We gave up a 2-on-1 under 5 minutes to go. We can't do that. Unless we're, trying to win and create a scoring opportunity at the other end, and give up an odd man rush. That's one thing. But this was a simple play in the neutral zone, and unfortunately just a really bad read by a couple of guys and led to a two-on-one goal against, and we just couldn't muster up any offense in the waning moments despite being on the power play and pulling the goaltender. We just couldn't find the equalizer.
And how about what this team did well, especially in that shutout of St. Lawrence?
You know, it's we started off the game great. I think we were controlling the play pretty well for the first half of the game, I would say. The second half, I'd have to give the nod to St. Lawrence. I don't know if it was just because it was our first back-to-back games, but we played a little bit back on our heels. And again, that could be from a lack of confidence being in the one goal situations that we were in last year. And then, the night before it happened to us, we were winning 2-1 and we end up losing 3-2. So I think it played on our psyche a little bit. And I'm hoping that this gives them confidence coming out of it that, hey, we were able to weather the storm at different times in the third and hold off to get the empty netter and two honks for the win on the way home.
And Steph gets his first shutout that I've actually ever seen. I mean, we had the one last year where he pulled the goalie in overtime and Steph didn't get the quote-unquote shutout.
Right.
But what does it mean to him early in the season get the bagel on the scoreboard?
I don't know that. I mean, he takes pride in his craft. I think he's all about the process and not so much the end result. Obviously, he wants to win. But in terms of his role in that win, I think he just wants to make sure he's giving the team a chance to win every night. And he certainly did that and more. He was banged up a little bit from the previous game. We didn't know for sure that he'd be able to play. And thankfully, we dodged it pretty well. He's so mentally tough. He's so physically tough. One of our best competitors. And, to see him put on that kind of performance was certainly special. And I know it was a pretty easy choice for our guys to hand him the hard hat and the sledgehammer in the locker room afterwards.
And possibly overlooked by the shutout and Steph making 34 saves was Alex Esposito having the game-winning goal. And I think a lot of fans maybe don't even realize how bad his injury was a year ago, because it's not like he missed the whole season or anything like that. What has Alex had to do to get back to where he is right now? And how cool is it that he gets the game winner in the first win of the season?
Well, we can joke about it now, but not at the time because it was a horrific injury. I can still kind of hear the sound when he broke his femur in practice there. It was just awful and excruciating pain for him. And the road back was certainly not an easy one, right? You have surgery. Now you're learning to walk again on that leg. You got to rebuild everything. And I think our athletic training staff just did such a great job with him over the course of the off season. The joke is that he's the only guy probably in college hockey history or maybe in all of sport to break his femur and only miss one game.
Yeah.
So
quick one game back and
exactly.
He's back on the ice.
Strange as that sounds, but it was a long road. He deserves a ton of credit. I think he changed everything. His nutrition plan, everything he did was geared towards getting healthy again. And I think he's exceeded a lot of expectations in the early going here, just being that involved in everything. He's a power play guy, top line guy, right off the start.
Awesome, Coach. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Big thanks to Coach Sneddon and to all of our guests this week who made it a pretty great show. If you have anything to add, if you have any comments, questions, people you think we should interview, you can tweet at UVM Athletics with the hashtag Catamount Insider, and we'll check out your tweets each week. If you're looking to attend some games this weekend, field hockey is home on Friday at 3 p.m. against UNH as they look to battle into the conference tournament. You can follow that up with men's hockey at 7 p.m. on Friday against Maine. That'll open up their Hockey East schedule. The men will also take on Quinnipiac at 2 p.m. on the road. If you can't make it to those games, you can listen on WVMT 620 AM or FM 96.3. Saturday afternoon, men's soccer takes on UMass Lowell in a big conference game at home. That's at 2 p.m. Saturday's men's hoops game begins the campaign with an exhibition matchup against Brown. Our two interview subjects, TJ Sorrentine and Taylor Koppenrath, will have their jersey numbers retired, so come on down to Patrick for that. If you can't make it, listen on 101.3 The Game with Jake Marsh back in Burlington and back on the call. Thanks so much for listening to Week 4 of Catamount Insider. I'm Michael Lear saying so long from UVM Athletics and Catamount Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.